Hello and welcome to Business Today's daily podcast with me, Danny DeCruz. Let's take a quick look at today's top stories. The mobile subscriber base in the country increased to 114.65 crore with net addition of 1.55 crore in the month of June. Reliance Jio led the growth in mobile segment by adding over 97 lakh new connections during the month. It was followed by Idea Cellular, which added over 63 lakh new connections. Vodafone saw an addition of over 2.75 lakh new mobile connections, BSNL 2.44 lakh and Airtel 10,689. Tata Teleservices, which is in process of merging mobile services businesses with Airtel, lost over 1 million mobile service customers. Reliance Communications lost 1.08 lakh mobile customers and state-run MTNL 9,615. The Sensex and Nifty scaled fresh peaks in early trade today on gains in big cap stocks such as Bajaj Auto, ITC, Asian Paints and Adani Ports. While the Sensex hit an all-time high of 38,402, rising 124 points from yesterday's close, the Nifty rose 30 points to a new peak of 11,581 after climbing 30 points from its previous close. The BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices were trading 0.40% and 0.26% higher, respectively. Auto stocks led the gains, with BSE Auto Index rising 184 points at 24,804 level. Bajaj Auto, Hero MotoCorp and Tata Motors were the top Sensex gainers. Bharti Airtel was the top Sensex loser post dismal subscriber data for the month of June. The firm added a paltry 10,689 customers in June. The stock was down 0.94% at 366.90 level. The Interpol has confirmed that jeweler Nirav Modi, accused in the ₹13,578 crore Punjab National Bank scam, is in the United Kingdom, following which CBI has dispatched an extradition request to the UK, seeking his return to India. In a mail, the UK authorities confirmed his presence after the CBI sent a diffusion notice to the Interpol regarding the celebrity jeweler. There are chances that the UK might accept India's extradition request, as the UK's Crown Prosecution Service had informed India in June that it would initiate extradition proceedings against Nirav Modi. Nirav Modi and his uncle and partner Mehul Choksi are being investigated by the ED and the CBI after it was detected that they allegedly cheated the Punjab National Bank of over ₹13,700 crore with the purported involvement of a few of its employees. Beverage company Coca-Cola has announced the restructuring of its leadership team in India. The new structure has been announced keeping in mind the company's India and Southwest Asia business. Chandrasekhar Radhakrishnan has been roped in as Vice President, Strategy and Insights for the company's India operations, and Sandeep Bajoria as Vice President of its Southwest Asia operations. The development comes at a time when the local unit of the American Beverages Company has been trying to make fresh attempts to crack the Indian dairy market with a new set of products. State Bank of India Chairman Rajneesh Kumar said, apart from banks and borrowers, the government and judiciary too had a role to play in India's bad loan crisis. Speaking at the banking conference on Monday, Kumar said while many people ask him who is responsible for the current pile of non-performing assets, it was not so simple to answer and pinpoint one person. He said delayed response by bankers has also contributed towards the aggravated NPA situation. Retired fund body EPFO's payroll data suggests that as many as 47.13 lakh jobs were created during September 2017 to June this year. According to the payroll data released by Employees Provident Fund Organization for the period of September to May, as many as 44.74 lakh new members were enrolled for its social security schemes to provide benefits including Provident Fund, insurance and pension. The retirement body, though, lowered earlier estimate of new members' enrollment by 12.38% from 44.74 lakh to 39.20 lakh members for September 2017 to May 2018 period. That's all for today, folks. Join us for more top trending stories tomorrow and have a nice day. Thank you.